Good, good. So our scripture this morning, we're continuing with the Romans, one of my favorite scripture. Romans 12:2 tells us, "Do not conform to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." Somebody say, renew your mind, that you may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And our thought for the day is get to bed. Last week we went to bed. Well, we going to bed again, but this time we getting to bed. And how we getting to bed, we are reflecting on obligations versus obedience. Somebody say obligation versus obedience. Now, we're talking about balance today. And bed for us is B-E-D, balancing engagement and detachment. So the B, we're going into a little bit more detail today about the balance. And we are able to balance engagement and detachments because we are mature, active nonconformists. Say, I allow myself to be a mature, active nonconformist. Now, you want to know what an active nonconformist is? Go back and check out Romans 12:2. That's what an active nonconformist is. And balance for us is an even distribution of weight enabling something or something to remain upright and steady. Stability, steadiness, footing. Somebody say, are you balanced? And it's also a condition in which different elements are equal or in correct proportions. Somebody say fairness, justice, impartiality. That means we're in the middle of the road, okay? And another way we can consider balance is how are we balancing all of our roles? Are we keeping a balance between work and relaxation, family and work, work and family? And so balance for us is, it's a state of harmony because we're going for spiritual balance. Spiritual balance refers to a state of harmony with ourselves and with others, but more than anything, it should say God, self, and others. And it is the result of an unimpeded flow of energy that it is expressed through mind, body, emotion, soul, and spirit. So what is spiritual balance? It is how we interact with God, self, and others. And in Christian spirituality, balance has more to do with temperance. Somebody say temperance. Temperance is how we allow our deep principles and how we hold our passions, our opinions, and our thoughts in check. Somebody say, check yourself before you wreck yourself. That's what balance will do for us. So whenever we are balancing engagement and detachment, divine balance looks like this. Ecclesiastes 3:1. There's an appropriate time for everything. And there is a time for every event under the heaven. Somebody say it's a time for everything. And then it says in Job, let him weigh me with accurate scales and let God know my integrity. In other words, whenever we are judging a situation, making an assessment of a situation. Is it balanced? Are the scales accurate? Do we have more of what God sees on one side, or do we have more of the world? Do we have, my favorite phrase, what mom and them tell us? Somebody say mom and them. Mom and them. Mom and them help influence how we make decisions and come to conclusions. But Job 31:6 says, let God know my integrity. Somebody say, let God know my integrity. So for us to be mature, active nonconformists, it also says in John 17, for the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth were realized through Christ. We have to know, are we looking at things from the perspective of law or love? So ask yourself, am I looking at this from a place of law or love? Because the law will get you, but love will free you. Amen. So whenever we go through balancing engagement and detachment, we have to consider, well, what is engagement? Engagement is to interest someone in something and keep them thinking about it. Somebody say, got to keep them thinking. I know I keep y'all thinking, don't I? But whenever we engage spiritually, it means people who are involved in the world around them in a spiritual way, while they find guidance, nurture, and inspiration in their intellect, in their interactions with others. In other words, you want to see some real balanced engagement. What Jesus said in John 17, know that we are in the world, but we are not of it. That's something, that's the epitome of spiritual being, having a human experience. I'm in this world, but I'm not of it. Smile and say, I'm from somewhere else. That's right. You got to know it. You got someone say, own it. Yeah, somebody say, own that. We have to own that. We're not from here. That's why we seem so odd. Actively engaging in the world in order to transform it in ways that are consistent with our beliefs. And we have to remember that our beliefs are supposed to be based on what God is teaching us, right? So how do we interact with others? Ask yourself, how do I interact with others? Am I just doing what feels like, you know, whatever? Or am I really working from a place of truly being a spiritual being, having a human experience? I remember when I used to be real human. I can still be real human. Just can't get away from it, can you? So our next word is detachment. Oh, excuse me, with divine engagement. What does divine engagement look like? Divine engagement is how we behold how good and how pleasing it is for the brothers to dwell together in unity. Somebody say, can we just dwell together in unity? That's how we want to engage and interact with others. Finally, says 1 Peter, all of you be of one mind, having compassion one for another, and be tenderhearted and courteous. Oh, have y'all been tenderhearted and courteous lately? That's what self-reflection will do to help us remember how you're supposed to be engaging with it, how we are supposed to be. I can't say no you. Compassion. Holy Spirit just said, I just heard the little, what have you done for me lately? How have you been treating people lately? How have we been treating one another? Have you been of one mind? I love you. Have to have a Barney moment. I love you. You love me. Do y'all love us? One mind. Are we loving each other from a place of God? Do we have compassionate love? When have we been compassionate? And Romans 12, 16, the best way for us to engage, I like this. Do not be wise in your own opinion. Somebody say, uh-oh. Do not be wise in our own opinion. We be knowing, don't we? I know that's bad English. But we do tend to know what we know. And sometimes what we know is not always what's true. And the next one for us to have mature, active, non-conforming behaviors is detachment. Y'all, this is my favorite one. Detachment. It is a state of being objective or aloof. Somebody say, be objective. Be objective. It's a state of being unemotionally or unpersonally involved. Pause for a minute. Are we emotionally involved? Are we committed to this with how we feel? Or can we really just be objective? Indifferent. Now, indifferent means that we are not all in. We are not Clemson fans on some things, right? Another way to understand being involved and how we are involved is, are we all in? Are we just in the middle of the road? Somebody say, are you all in? Or are you in the middle of the road? For us to be active nonconformists and to be detached spiritually, somebody say you better know what you're being all in with. Now, why or how do we detach from others? Always going back to bed. Going to bed for us means balancing engagement and detachment through the word. And this is my favorite scripture on when and how to detach. Repeat after me. Bad company corrupts good morals. Bad company corrupts good morals. That is from 1 Corinthians 15:33. In other words, the kind of friend we keep affects our relationship with God. Our close friends can have more influence on us than the Holy Spirit of God or God sometimes. Amen? And guess what? When we spend too much or maybe just a little bit of time with people who have strong worldly morals, we risk picking up their behaviors and habits. That's why it is crucial for us to choose the company we keep and stand firm in our faith. Somebody say, stand firm in the faith. Even in spiritual things, repeat after me. Birds of a feather flock together. Chickens can't fly. Repeat it. Chickens don't fly. And eagles don't peck the ground. The Holy Spirit just said that. Say, eagles don't peck the ground. That's right. Eagle wants something that's wiggling, and it's an apex predator. If it ain't bleeding, it don't want to eat it. It's not like a buzzard. Can't kill nothing, won't nothing die. Somebody said, what kind of bird are you? Chicken, eagle, buzzard. That has to do with detachment. Because, see, when you know what kind of bird you are, it will help you or it will empower us. I don't want to say you. It empowers us how to engage and detach as we need to. Amen? Then there's the the divine detachment. Divine detachment is when we allow God to guide us. And this is where, y'all, this is where it gets really real. And we look at detachment from a place of obligation versus obedience. We have to ask the question, to whom are we committed? The group Kingdom has a song called Fully Committed. I give my life fully committed to you. Who, to whom are we committed? And when we realize to whom we're committed, then we know how we can detach from one another. Woo, Jesus, the one who always puts it right down the middle for us, doesn't he? Matthew 12:48 says, Jesus replied, who is my mother? Who are my brothers? Pointing to all of you. Just imagine me being Jesus. And I'm looking at y'all. Who is my mother, my father, my sister, my brother? And he says, here they are. Here are my mother and my brothers. And whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother. Story time, probably about this time last year. Me and Miss Webb was having one of our Katie Webb experiences. Ooh, we could lock horns, y'all. Just like cats. And on this particular case, we was having a pretty good one moment. And this scripture right here came to mind. And I said, Mama, we're going to have to navigate through this because, you know, the word says, I don't know where it's at. But the word said, who is my mother, my father, my sister, and my brother? Those who do the will of the Father. And right now, you are not doing the will of the Father, and I don't feel like I'm doing it too good either. Of course, Miss Webb always has the proper response, and she say, Kitty, I don't care what scripture you quote, I'm still your mama. So y'all, know what scripture you quote so that you know how to engage and disengage or detach when the time calls for it. I bet you, y'all, after that, it was smooth sailing. Promise you, that thing always saying something, always trying to change me. No, Mama, we just rolling with it. I'm still your mama. I don't care what scripture you quote. So, says Jesus in Matthew 10:34-39. Do not think, listen to this. Do not think I came to bring peace on earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to set a man against his father, against his mother, a daughter-in-law against mother-in-law. A man's enemies will be of his own household. He who loves father or mother, children, husband, job, more than me is not worthy of me. And he who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he who does not take his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. He who finds his life will lose it. And he who loses his life for my sake, somebody say, for God's sake, for Christ's sake, for peace's sake, not Pete's. Used to think it was Pete's sake. Who was Pete? For peace sake, for the sake of Christ, we will find it. Because you know why? We get mixed up sometimes. Fear of men brings a snare, But whoever trusts in the Lord will be safe. Y'all, blood ties, soul ties, ties are real ties. And sometimes it's a fear of what we have to stand for in the face of others that is more fearful to us than what God can do. Proverbs 29:25. Fear of man brings a snare, but whoever trusts in the Lord will be safe. So we boldly say, somebody repeat after me, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man can do to me. See, when we trust in the Lord and we start thinking from a place of obligation or obedience, we get a new understanding. Because in Exodus it tells us, if you will indeed obey my voice, says God, and keep my covenant, then you shall be a special treasure to me above all people. So sometimes we really do have to detach and reevaluate our relationships for God. Somebody say, for God's sake. And Jesus answered them and said, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. That sounds good, doesn't it? Therefore, my beloved brothers, 1 Corinthians 15:58, how are we going to be detached and engaged and balanced in Christ Jesus? Whew. Be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Somebody said, my labor is not in vain in the Lord. See, if I have to walk away, and if I have to make a decision, and it really may hurt me and it may hurt you too, but the question I have to ask myself is it for the Lord or is it for my pride? Is it because I'm trusting God and God is more important to me than anything else? Or am I doing this because this is my mama? I know we're supposed to honor our parents and family, but we have to look at what Jesus said. Are they doing the will of our Father in heaven? And that's when it gets real. That's whenever it gets real. That's when it gets real delicate. For do I now persuade men or God? Am I trying to figure this out for men or God? Or do I seek to please men? For if I still please men, I would not be a bondservant to Christ. It's kind of tricky being a bondservant to Christ and being a people pleaser too. Y'all, I have been there. And I'm telling you, it is no fun. But one of the things that helped me, y'all know that I'm a Marvel fan, and one of my favorite quotes came from the Avengers Infinity Wars. I said it last week, but I got it today, from Wong. Repeat after me. Attachment to the spiritual means detachment from the physical. I'm going to say it again. Attachment to the spiritual means detachment from the physical. Every now and then, I'll practice. If somebody says, oh, I love your earrings, I love your necklace, I'll usually just take it off and give it to them as a practice of non-detachment, because I am practicing truly detachment. The ultimate form of detachment is knowing that the earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, and they that dwell therein. That means nothing belongs to me. I am a steward. The most important one came with this young man right here, Brandon. That's my son, my son, my son. This is my child. You don't tell me what to do with my child. Then Holy Spirit say, whose child is it? Nothing like the Lord speaking, saying, whose child is it? If you are a child of the Most High God, all humanity is a child of the Most High God. If the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein, how's it yours? And then they are so smooth. You were our vessel that we chose to experience motherhood and relationship. So don't forget who owns who. Somebody say, don't forget who owns who, what, when, where, and how. That includes everything physical. So this is like my brother. He doesn't get that part. You still my mom as well. I know, but we're brothers and sisters in Christ. Well, okay, so I just leave him alone because that's a little bit, you know, tricky to navigate. I don't want him to teach me to start treating me like a sister or a brother for real. Some siblings just don't get along. But what is obligation versus disobedience, and what does it look like to us, especially when it comes down to keeping the balance, engaging, and detachment? Message Bible again says it best. Listen, don't be so well adjusted to your culture that you fit into it without even thinking. Instead, fix your attention on God. You'll be changed from the inside out. Somebody say, change me, Lord, from the inside out. And we can readily recognize, readily obey what God wants from us and quickly respond to it. Unlike the culture around us, teaching us to be obligated and always dragging us down to its level of immaturity, God brings out the best of us. That is, God is still doing what God does. And God bringing out the best of us means he is developing a well-formed maturity in us. Stand on your feet. God is still doing what God does. And we are so glad that God is our deliverer with us when we are in that place of overcoming, endowing us, and saving us for such a time as this. We have to go to bed. Somebody say we got to go to bed. Get to bed. Get to balancing and engaging and detaching in a way that is of God. And he'll keep making a way for us. And keep on. And keep on. I love that. He just keeps on keeping on, doesn't he? Yes, he does. Loving God, we come to you right now, thanking you that you always do what you do, and you do it ever so well. We thank you that you keep making a way for us, and you keep moving us from faith to faith, to glory to glory. You take us down paths where we do have to choose. How do we balance your love and your truth? How do we balance being spiritual beings in this human experience? We thank you that your word is always there to guide us. Thank you for empowering us to be mature nonconformists. And thank you for the faith to know that you don't give up on us. Empower us to not give up on ourselves. Empower us to not give up on you. Help us to not give up on others. Help us to be balanced in how we engage and detach as necessary. We thank you that you know our hearts. So all of those things that we have done, those sins that we have committed by omission, by commission, just did not know, and we just thought, Lord, we thank you for forgiving us. Thank you for being so gracious and merciful. And help us to have your mind, a mind of compassion. Remind us we have been wise and we have been foolish. And whether we are wise and whether we are foolish, you are always kind. And as we balance how we engage and detach with others, help us to remind ourselves you're always kind to us. And that is how we can obey you and how we can become less obligated to others. Because we do, and we allow ourselves to be guided, led, and directed by you. And we do so knowing that you are delivering us, you're helping us to overcome, you are endowing us, and you are saving us for now and for the next. For your name's sake and for your glory, amen. Now go forth, balancing, engaging, and detaching by the power of Holy Spirit. And now to him who is able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding great joy. To God our Savior be glory, majesty, dominion, and power forever. Amen. Go to bed.